brothers and sisters in Christ, in today's first reading from the book of Numbers, we heard of the episode in the desert when the people had grumbled against God and against his gift, the manna that he sent from heaven to feed them. They complained, "We are disgusted with this wretched food." And so in punishment, the Lord sent the seraph serpents. Then they repented and they asked Moses to intercede for them, and he did. And the Lord then took pity and gave them a remedy. "Make a seraph and mount it on a pole, and whoever looks at it after being bitten will live." This was a prefiguration of the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. The same Lord who spoke to Moses then himself mounted the cross and became the remedy for all of us who have been bitten by the serpent of rebellion, the serpent of pride, of original sin, and of our own sins. Christ referred to this episode in John chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." Now, men lift up many things besides Christ or in place of Christ. In the past, Israel and then also the pagans erected idols and gave worship to these objects that they fashioned, claiming that they were gods. And in more recent times, we have many forms of entertainment that are grand and glorious and put before our eyes. We have multiplex theaters, teletron screens, huge stadiums for sports events and rock concerts. Then we have the grandeur of, you know, international corporations and global government and many human constructions that fill our vision. And much money is spent and much attention given to these natural and human dreams, but peace and justice are just as elusive as ever, and immortality and eternal life for many, and for at most times, is not even a thought. The most people ever hear of immortality is some science fiction fantasy, usually. Our Lord today spoke the truth that applies to all of us. "If you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." Jesus is the gift that the Father sent to us to save us from these illusions that end in death, the materialism of this world to which he doesn't belong. But unless we believe that he is, then we are of this world and we will die in our sins. Now, Jesus was not speaking to pagans when he said these words. He was speaking to religious people, the leaders of Israel, who were very well aware of Moses, what Moses taught. And it was Moses who got that name, who was the one to receive, who received that revelation when he was looking at the burning bush and conversing with God in Exodus. Moses says said to God, "If I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what do I tell them?" God replied to Moses, "I am who am." Then he added, "This is what you will tell the Israelites: I am has sent me to you." So it's the descendants of the tribes of Israel and the heirs of this prophecy of Moses to whom Jesus is speaking now. I say this because if they were presumptuous in their possession of salvation, in their possession of God, then we too can also be presumptuous and in danger of thinking we know God when maybe we don't. We have to seek Christ, and where we will find him is on the cross. Fulton Sheen spoke about the problem of the two juxtaposed errors of our day. There's a large part of humanity that seeks Christ without the cross, and then there's a large part of humanity that embraces the cross but rejects Christ. And he was talking about the Western world and our affluence, and we want things easy and we don't want to accept suffering. That's seeking Christ because we believe in him, but we're not really willing to embrace the cross. And on the other hand, he was referring to the atheist communists who embraced all of that suffering that goes with building a world according to principles, but they had all of that that goes with that, the discipline, the sacrifice, etc., but none of the joy that comes with Christ and no promise or hope of eternal life. So, brothers and sisters, we have to seek the true Christ who allowed himself to be lifted up as a sacrifice for our salvation. We have to be disciples of the suffering servant and follow him. And everyone here, I'm sure, already understands this and makes the effort to live this way. But as I said, we're surrounded by a world that doesn't recognize that Jesus is the one the Father sent. In fact, doesn't think of the Father, doesn't think of anything beyond the material pleasures that are so abundant in our day. And this can be and will be fatal. If you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins. And so our challenge isn't only to look to him on the cross in order to be to recover from the illusions and the delusions of this world, but also then to have the courage to witness to our brothers and sisters. I hear it all the time of the faithful who come to this chapel and in other places when I travel, hearing confessions or people opening up. So many tell me, "Father, I have 4 brothers and sisters, I have cousins, and all of us were raised Catholic, and I'm the only one now who goes to church. Everyone else is basically living a pagan life." And so, we're living in this time of the crisis of faith, and Christ has given us the gift of faith. But he's also called us to be witnesses. And very often then, if we commit to being his witness, then we will experience the cross. Because these people who confide in me, with these sad stories, which are so common, are suffering, and they suffer for Christ. And they will not die in their sins then, because they believe. But we have to share this belief, brothers and sisters. And then we will be honoring Jesus and his Father, and we won't be alone. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him. Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. Let us pray, brothers and sisters, that with the help of Mary, who was there at the foot of the cross and giving witness, that we too can remain at the foot of the cross and give witness to him who has been lifted up for our sake and for the sake of everyone. May we, through our faith and through our witness, may many come to believe and be saved. Praise be Jesus and Mary.